Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be surviving and maintaining the no contact rule. So I've got an email, and I really like this email because you can really get a sense of this guy's mindset and his inner struggle that he's gone through over the past year. He had a bad breakup about a year ago before finding my work, and he said his ex broke his heart into pieces. And so what's interesting is he says he gets calls from different numbers all the time. He gets messages or people trying to follow his Instagram account, which is hidden. And he could tell it's probably his ex that's still trying to kind of come back into his life. And you can tell he struggled with it. He's struggling to kind of keep her at bay, not open the door to let her back in, because he's come to recognize that she's just toxic and not good for him. And this is something that everybody struggles with, whether it's maybe a good friend that you grew up with and you've known your whole life who just consistently screws you over and does things that aren't kind. Kind of like what I talked about in Mastering Yourself, an old friend of mine who I got a brand new exotic car, something I've been dreaming about for years, and drove it to work one day. He wanted to take it and borrow it the next day. I let him do it, and he wrecked the damn thing. And that was just one of many things that this particular guy had done, which was just a dick move on his part. And eventually, and I kept making excuses for him. And then eventually he was working for one of my business partners. And then he got mad because they had a falling out or a disagreement, because he felt like he should be entitled to also be a partner because he was friends of ours. And then he left and just said all kinds of nasty things and didn't hear from him for years. And every once in a while, every few years, I hear from him, but it's just, it's toxic people. You just gotta, they're not gonna change. And people, I've said this many times, people don't change who they are. They may become a better version of themselves, but they don't change who they are. And I had another friend of mine, it was over this weekend, who also knows this old friend, and he was texting. And he called him and was talking to this particular guy. And then it was funny because I was kind of listening to the conversation. I was like, I don't want to talk to him. Fuck that guy. And so as he hung up the phone, the first thing he said was like, he's still full of shit. And it's like, dude hasn't changed in 20 years. And it's tough. Like I said, I grew up with this guy. I went to high school with him. And he was a good friend for a lot of years. But he just kept dicking me over and doing shitty things to me. And same thing could be with you date a woman that you love and she's just toxic and she refuses to get any better. She refuses to communicate like an adult. She refuses to make things easy and effortless and refuses to reciprocate. And at some point, you just got to cut people like this loose. And it's hard when you care. Maybe you got a parent that's toxic, or you got a brother or a family member that you just got to cut off because they can't get their shit together. And it's painful because your emotions are involved, but you have to do it for your own sanity and also enable to reach your full potential. So I got a quote that I wrote, and then we'll go through this guy's email. And the quote says, intense human emotions cause weak-minded people to make poor choices. Reaching our full potential really is about winning the mindset battle that happens between our ears. We often know what we need to do to participate in our own rescue, but we become hijacked by our irrational emotions and fears. Successful and strong-minded people simply choose to do what is right, even when it doesn't feel good. Fear that we don't have what it takes to succeed and fear that we won't be loved causes us to hold back, avoid risk, and cower from life's challenges. To reach our full potential, pushing through our fears, worries, and doubts, and taking action in spite of them is essential, necessary, and unavoidable. Just remember, no drama allowed. It's easier said than done. Because you want to see the best in the other person. You want to see that they're going to come along, that you can gently lead, you can gently suggest, try to help them be a better person or improve who they are. And unfortunately, a lot of people just are not going to be up to the task. And it's not your job to fix or save people that are just simply unwilling to help themselves. you know, it's interesting when you look at the homeless problem that is really rampant in certain states in the country. And when you look at the people that are actually on the street, a lot of these people got drug and addiction problems. And the reason they're out on the street, a lot of them been in and out of jail, so they can't get a job. But what's interesting, you see a common thread in a lot of them, is that their families have just given up and finally cut them off because they just told one too many lies, went back on their word one too many times, and just were unreliable. They just didn't make the right choices. And if you're trying to live a healthy life, especially you got other kids or family members that you're trying to be good to mentor and parent properly, you just can't allow toxic people to be around. It's because you are who you associate with. And it's harsh, but sometimes you got to cut people loose. So let's go through his email. He says, "Hey, Corey, your book and YouTube videos helped me out of a lot of darkness. About myself, I'm a 30-year-old Indian guy, and I came to the U.S. in 2015 to build my career. I got a master's degree in computer science, and I'm currently working in my field located in the Sunshine State of Florida, also known as the Free State of Florida." What's interesting is that what I love about our governor, DeSantis, is he was keeping everything open. There's no mandates, no mask mandates, no lockdowns. And a woman, her name is Nikki Fried or something like that. She's like the agricultural secretary, is running against him. And you can just tell she just is chomping at the bit to get in there and start telling people what to do and ordering around and forcing lockdowns and closures and mask mandates and social distancing and all this other stuff. It's just like, man, there's a lot of tyrants in this world. You got two types of people in life. You got half the population wants to be left the hell alone, and you got the other half that wants to order everybody else around and tell them what to do and run and regulate every aspect of their lives. I mean, I see in Australia the police are going door to door to make sure people are at their homes and that there's nobody at your home who doesn't belong there. It's like, that's fascist tyranny. What is fascism? As Mussolini said, it's the perfect merger of state and corporate interest. "I keep learning to get better every day. I love going to CrossFit 3 days a week and doing weightlifting 2 days a week. Plus, I play beach volleyball, cricket, and skeet shooting on the weekends. This year, after a breakup, I finished the Rucking Marathon at Green Beret Fitness with my CrossFit group with 30-pound weight on my back and ran a half marathon a month after it." Well, good job, dude. I know that is not easy. See, that in and of itself, doing stuff like that, doing those kind of marathons, that's great at building your mindset. Because in order to achieve those things, and I also wrote about that in Mastering Yourself, which you can read free on my website, is that it requires you to become comfortable being uncomfortable. And because it's not fun and enjoyable to be running a marathon because your body's going, all right, let's take a break, let's take a nap, let's jump in a cold pool. And if you got a commitment to complete whatever you're completing, maybe it's just a simple workout when you don't feel like working out. It's like that builds your mindset. It builds your mental muscle. So he says, "How I survived and maintained the no contact rule. Today is the 1 year anniversary after she broke me into pieces. 100% because I let her walk into my life so quickly and my needy behavior for sure. Right now I'm following the no contact rule because I still miss her for no reason. Well, rejection breeds obsession, and since she dumped you, that's understandable." But what is neat? It's important to look at needy behavior. Needy behavior comes from not feeling like you're worthy, not feeling like you deserved to be loved. And so when love has been withheld from you, especially in childhood, what typically happens is you start to resent it, and then you try to force things because you've been conditioned to believe that you don't deserve love and you're not worthy of love. And then somebody comes into your life who you feel love for, and you can tell there's interest, but because of that irrational fear, it causes you to constantly seek validation and attention from that person. And what you're really doing is communicating that you don't feel worthy. And when it comes to women, if you communicate you don't feel worthy enough, eventually she's going to agree with you and say, you know what, you're right, and ditch you or dick you over. I realize my ex is cowardly stalking me for a year now. She can't text me from her real ID or phone. I think she feels shame and guilt. I received a number of Instagram requests from different fake accounts every week after the breakup because my profile is private. FYI, that's just me. I never had my profile in public before or after the breakup. I've received phone calls at 3 a.m. from a Google number. I don't know who the person is, and instead of wasting time to find out who the person behind the mask is, I have controlled myself by ignoring the calls, texts, Instagram requests, etc., like promotions and sales, calls, or texts. So it's like everything is his mindset. He's making himself stronger. Because again, he's emotionally stuck on this girl. And so it's like when you become aware of your problems or you become aware of your shortcomings, like in his case, he became aware that he was needy. And I talk about that a lot in 3% Man. And how important that is as a man to make yourself attractive by not being needy. I made myself believe she is dead, who I loved once with my whole heart and who broke my heart into pieces, disrespected me, welcomed me in the darkness, depression, anxiety. I have a lot of requests and unknown phone calls, and I'm holding myself not to jump in the dirty water again and allow her to hurt me again. While I'm not saying I'm scared, LOL, I know I'm not going to go back to that darkness ever because I learned how to fight my own weakness. I don't have time to waste for a low-class mindset. And you really get a sense of the battle that's going on. It's like we all have to deal with it. Like I said, especially when somebody's close to you. Maybe it's a friend or a family member that you got to cut out of your life and you don't want to do it because drama-free zone, no drama allowed. It is definitely easier said than done because when your emotions are involved, it's like we tend to let it override. We become hijacked by them and it overrides everything. The person I was who let the low-class mindset people walk in my life, I eliminated that mindset from my head because I don't want to be in the same situation ever again. So I changed myself to get back up. What was it? Rocky Balboa said, it doesn't matter how many times you get hit or knocked down. What matters is how many times you get back up. I believe this is a great improvement, or one of the greatest improvements I've ever had. I see this improvement everywhere at my workplace and social connections and interviews like Google, Amazon, etc. I'm feeling confident and strong. I bought a new house. I doubled my income. And I feel excellent and healthy, and I put on 15 pounds of muscle weight. And I'm talking to a beautiful woman who respects me, gets excited to see me, and wanted to talk to me. That's the important thing, is you want somebody that actually reciprocates interest. When you extend an invitation, she jumps at the opportunity to spend time with you. Not people that are just like, yeah, I'll think about it, maybe. You want somebody that, you don't want somebody sitting on the fence. You want somebody that would jump fences to be with you. For sure, I'm not going back to her under any circumstances or to let her come back to me. She doesn't deserve my selfless love. I have a good heart and I saved it. I have no hard feelings for her. I just don't want her anymore. Things I've learned in this journey. He says, never change the way you love someone. Learn how to not get disrespected. Learn to reject and flush the dirty-minded people from your life. I believe a real one is searching for me and ready to give me more than I have ever expected. Well, in order for that to happen, you've got to create a space, and that's what he's doing. He's maintaining his emotional self-control, keeping a space open. Obviously, he's armed with what's in 3% Man now, so he can make a better choice next time around. So if you'd like to get my help personally, maybe you've got a challenge in your personal or your professional life, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.